الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, there are many virtues and blessings in reciting and sending salawat and salam upon the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alihi wa sallam tells us that the one to be the closest to me on the day of judgment shall be he who recites the most durood, the most salawat upon me, upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if it was closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is no doubt every ashikani Rasul, every lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dream. And to attain this closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should, inshallah, recite salawat as much as possible and send it to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, alhamdulillahi azzajal, we've been hearing about Ghawth-e-Azam, the king of saints, the saint of saints, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimallahu ta'ala. And today, inshallah, we shall hear some pieces of advice from Ghawth-e-Pāk, rahimallahu ta'ala. And inshallah, we shall try to contemplate and think and ponder over these pieces of advice. Ghawth-e-Pāk, Ghawth-e-Azam, the Peer of Peers, the Sheikh of Sheikhs, rahimallahu ta'ala, he tells us that there are four types of people. There are four types of people. He says that the first is that person who neither possesses a tongue, nor does he have a heart. Some people would be thinking, the person with his tongue chopped off, but he doesn't have a heart either. Allahu Akbar. Yes. Ghawth-e-Pāk, he tells us, rahimallahu ta'ala. He says that the first is that person who neither possesses a tongue nor a heart. Such an ignorant person. A person who is ignorant, he's heedless, he's foolish, he's despicable. He's devoid of dignity and honor. Yes, such a person who has no tongue, he has no heart. It's a person who is a foolish person. He says whatever he wishes. He says anything. He has no heart. He has no respect and honor. There's no wisdom. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, such a person is a foolish person, a despicable person. And we see many people like this today. A person with no tongue and no heart. A person who doesn't care about anything. The tongue and the heart refers to the outer and the inner self. The outer and the inner self. A person, he doesn't care about his inner self. Neither is he bothered about his outer self. What do we mean? The outer self, that which people can see. The inner self, those things which take place in secret. Allahu Akbar. And we find many people, they just don't care. They don't care. Allahu Akbar. They don't care what people think about them. They don't care. They don't respect and honor others. They don't respect and honor the deen. They say whatever they wish, whatever may come to their mind. Sometimes they speak recklessly. They speak without thinking. And they perform bad actions. They perform sins day in, day out. And those sins they'll even tell others. I went and did this, such and such thing. Allahu Akbar. Remember that one thing is to do a sin. And yes, this sin shall be recorded and a person shall be questioned on the day of judgment. But another material of Madani Channel is disclosing this sin. Another is telling other people about this sin. Now you have made somebody a witness. Now you have made somebody a witness. What do we do in this day and age, subhanAllah? We're hearing about the teachings of Allah Subhanahu and reflecting upon our lives, upon what we do, upon what we see. And what do we find? We find many people who, some people, subhanAllah, they think, oh yes, you know, I'm so pious, I'm going to tell everybody. Oh yes, I'm praying my my qada salah. The missed prayers, the prayers which I'd missed, oh, I'm going to pray those now. So we show to other people that we're going to, now by saying this, what does that mean? You are telling them that I missed my prayers. I missed my salah. Oh, I woke up late this morning, I couldn't even read my Fajr salah, and then I went straight to work. What's the purpose? What's the reason you are saying this? Why are you telling people you have missed your Fajr salah? Now by telling them, on the Day of Judgment, they will be witness. First is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to forgive you, Allah ta'ala is the most merciful. He can forgive us. But now, somebody else has become witness. Now you have told somebody else. Now on the Day of Judgment, that person can come and say, he's missed his prayer. Now it's no longer just between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, subhanAllah, a person without a tongue, without a heart. Yes, he misses prayers, he commits sins, but then he's not even bothered by it. He'll go and tell people about it too. Allahu Akbar. No, we should refrain from such things. We should be very, very careful. Those things which are wrong, those things which are sinful acts. Firstly, doing them is wrong. But then, by telling others, that's also wrong, my dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Ghawsa Azam Rahimahullah Ta'ala. He tells us this is the first type of person. The one with no tongue, with no heart. And tells us the second type of person. He says, the second type of person is that person who has a tongue, but he does not have a heart. Such a person, he's brilliant, his speech is brilliant, he's able to speak, he has the tongue. And he'll even advise people, he'll even invite towards goodness. He'll call other people, yes, you should read your salah. How many should he pray? You should pray 5 daily salah, each and every single day. Allahu Akbar, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me, protect us from becoming such people. Those people who, I'm very famous saying, they don't practice what they preach. We must practice what we preach. Allahu Akbar, wa sabaqa rahimahullah ta'ala, says this is the second type of person. Those people, my dear viewers, who don't practice what they preach, and in the most beautiful manner, they will invite people towards goodness. They will tell people, no, you shouldn't backbite. This is backbiting. You shouldn't backbite. They themselves would be indulged in backbiting. They'll say, you should not be proud. They themselves possess pride. They say, yes, you should give in charity. You should be generous. They themselves are the last people to give in charity. You should not show off. Allahu Akbar, any action they perform, they want everybody to know about it. This is the second type of people. This is the second type of a person. And Ghawsa Pak, rahimahullah ta'ala, he tells us about another person. And he says, the third person is that person who, he has no tongue, but he does have a heart. Meaning his inner self is at peace. His inner self is in complete harmony, subhanAllah. Serenity, peace. Why? Because each and every single day he prostrates before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He reads his 5 daily prayers. He acts upon the deen, upon the religion. All of the fried, all of the obligatory acts he does. But he doesn't speak to people, he doesn't invite people. He doesn't say very much, he remains quiet, he remains silent. Allahu Akbar, it's famous as a man samata najah. That person who remains silent, that person who was quiet, he's the successful one. And subhanAllah, no doubt this is a successful person, an ascetic. Okay, he doesn't do much talking, but he acts upon the deen. He acts upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't show off to people. Such a person is a third person. If it comes to the time to give his zakat, he gives zakat. If it's the time to perform the Hajj pilgrimage, he goes and performs the Hajj pilgrimage. If it's time for worship, for salah, he performs his salah, he performs extra ibadat. In fact, he removes himself from the rest of the world, from the people, And he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude. He isolates himself from the people. And he's truly devoted to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the third type of person. And then my dear viewers, what about Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala? He tells us about this fourth type of person. And he tells us that this fourth person is that person who possesses both. He possesses a tongue and also he possesses a heart. Subhanallah. He possesses a tongue and he possesses a heart. He acts upon the Sharia. He practices what he preaches. So he preaches too. He has a tongue too. He preaches too. But he practices what he teaches. Allahu Akbar. When it's time to read Salah, he reads his five daily prayers. When it's time to give in charity, he gives in charity. He refrains from sin. He refrains from, he protects his eyes from sin. He protects his ears from listening to those things he should not be listening to. He protects his hands from touching those things they should not be touching. He protects his feet. He does not walk towards those things which he should not be going towards. Subhanallah. He is at inner peace, inner harmony. This person is he's in complete, his actions day in day out are in complete harmony with the Sharia. And on top of this, he has a tongue too. On top of this, he advises others too. On top of this, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, he calls others towards goodness. On top of this, he prohibits others from committing sins too. And he tells them, I do not commit sin. You too should refrain from doing such and such things. You should not drink alcohol. You should not do this. You should not do that. And the things which he should do, he encourages them to do. And he does it in the most beautiful of manner. These are the four people that Ghawsi Azam, Ghawsi Pak, rahimahullah ta'ala, he tells us about. The first person, that person who he neither has a tongue nor a heart, a completely reckless person, a person who does not care about anything. Now Ghawsi Pak, rahimahullah ta'ala, he further advises us. He says and he tells us that this first person, you should remain far away from such a person. And subhanAllah, sometimes, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, we are surrounded by such people. We are surrounded by such people who, they're not bothered. They'll commit sins, they'll even go and announce it, they'll tell everybody. They'll even show it on social media. But remember, this too is falls under the same category. You have performed a sin, you have done something wrong, and then now, you'll also place it on your social media. So what are you doing? You're not bothered. You're not inviting towards goodness. You're not speaking good. And if you're not speaking good, and you are announcing your sins, this is one form. This is a modern era form of sharing your sins. So we should be very, very careful with our social media platforms. If you have a social media platform, then which things are we sharing? We need to be very careful. What things are we sharing? Which things should we be sharing? Which things should we refrain from sharing? Allahu Akbar, some people are not bothered. This is the first type of people. And such people, yes, we must remain away from. And I remember, subhanAllah, one person, he asked me, he says, this is the state of my friend and my mother, my parents tell me to stay away from him. Allahu Akbar. Your mother, your parents are saying stay away from such a person, there must be a reason for it. And yes, bad company, this does destroy a person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us the most beautiful of examples. If a person was to walk into a shop of a itr seller, a person who sells perfume, then he doesn't even need to buy anything from them. He will leave and he will leave smelling nice. Allahu Akbar, you can smell, you think, oh wow, that smells really nice. What is that you've got on? The person will be like, what are you talking about? I don't have anything on. He says, but that, you actually, I can smell it. That actually smells really, really nice. You have to have some sort of fragrance on. He says, no. He says, oh yeah, what happened was I went to the shop to buy some. And when I went in there, and mashallah, it smells really beautiful and fragrant in there. So now that's why I smell like this. Allahu Akbar. That person, he went into that shop. He didn't even need to buy anything. He didn't buy anything, but yet he left smelling nice and fragrant. And then there's another person who goes and visits a blacksmith. The blacksmith has his furnace. You know, the fire is really, really hot. He's melting up. He's making a weapon, whatever it may be. He's making a sword, as you say. He's a swordsmith. He's making a sword. You go in there. And subhanAllah, you go in there. You may not buy anything. Maybe your clothes have got some ashes on them. Maybe they've burnt. Or the minimum, you leave and you smell, Allahu Akbar, not very nice. No, you smell of fire, you smell of something burnt. Allahu Akbar, a stench is coming from you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives this example of company. The company, the people who are around us. We should be very, very careful, because sometimes what we think is, oh no, they're not harming me. Sometimes you do not even realize. Sometimes you yourself are, when a person smells themselves, they don't realize. A person who's used to living in the sewer, okay, at first when he goes in, he'll smell it, but later he gets used to it. When a person smells, he can't tell. He'll ask somebody else, do I smell me? Do I smell okay or bad? And if he was, we should refrain from those without a tongue and a heart. Qasifah, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah ta'ala. He tells us, such people we should refrain from. But scholars, but preachers, yes, they can go and invite them towards goodness. For any other reason, we should not keep the company of such people. The second individual, the second type, that person who does possess a tongue, but does not possess a heart. Allahu Akbar. He states that these people are like wolves. Such people are like wolves in the guise of humans. This is what these people are. These people, they may, subhanAllah, act as if they're the best people, but they're the worst type of people. They're the hypocrites. And it's said that the lowest part of the fire of hell is saved for those people who are hypocrites. No, such people are dangerous. We should refrain from such people. And we find this even today in this day and age, and many a time and evils. And then subhanAllah, the third category are those people who, they have a heart but do not have a tongue. Meaning they don't spend time in the world. They try to keep away from people. They try to remain in solitude. But they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They perform good deeds, they perform good actions. Leave you some of them, inshallah, such people. Yes, if they wish to keep to themselves, then give them that respect and keep that distance. But whenever possible, try to spend time with such people. Try to learn from such people. Because sometimes, you know, it's not always the people who are the best of speakers. There's only so much you can learn from those people who speak very well in comparison to those people who perform good actions. Because from them, you will learn much more, inshallah ta'ala. This is what it's about. It's not only about those people who have speaking power, those people who are brilliant speakers. And then when you spend time with them, you realize this person, he doesn't wake up for his Fajr Salah. Allahu Akbar, astaghfirullah. And if you will, you should love to spend time with those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because many times, Allahu Akbar, it may be due to a simple dua of theirs for us that may even change our lives. And then the fourth type of person, that person who he has a tongue and he has a heart. And such people we should listen to. Yes, such people we should listen to. Such people we should try to spend time in their company. And you would be thinking that in this day and age, you know, how many people are there? Do we find such people in this day and age too? Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we find, you know, I can name one such person. And this is none other than our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah. And subhanAllah, they have the Madin Mudhakira every Saturday evening and other nights too. Try to watch those. Try to listen to them. They are a person who not only speak, but subhanAllah, they show the way too. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. And also those who are very closely related to Amir al-Sunnah. I don't mean relation as in blood relation, no. But those who are close, those who are beside him, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Those who have been tutored by himself. Those who are the Araqeen, for example. Alhamdulillah, we find such attributes amongst them too. So many viewers, yes, Alhamdulillah, those who are true scholars, those who are true scholars who act upon the deen, don't only just talk about it, but act upon it. We should try to, we even ourselves try to become, may Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst those. And many viewers of Madani Nation's channel, there are many people we should remain away from. Many people, their company we should not keep. For those thinking, okay, but it's very difficult. Now this person, I see them every single day. First question is, why do you see them every day? Some people will be like, oh, I see them at work. Okay, that's fine, but keep your relation limited to your work. You know, take with you a tasbih, recite salawat, recite the Durood Sharif. You don't have to spend time with people. Just because you go work with a person does not mean after work you have to spend time with the person. Allahu A'lam, Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala knows as to what He may make you do. No, those people who are practicing, those people who are Subhanallah Islamic, they act upon the Sharia. We find such people at work too. They're the people whose company we should keep. Those people who during the break they'll rush towards the masjid. Rather than talking and hanging around and going to all sorts of places, they'll rush towards the masjid and they'll be like, I need to pray my salah. Spend time with them people. And Subhanallah, I've heard this from so many people who say this. They say that, oh yeah, I didn't used to read my prayer. But, and yes, they shouldn't be saying that, but they don't know. But then they'll say that, Subhanallah, I just got to know this person, his brother, and mashallah, you know, he reads all his prayers, and now I've started reading with him too. And we find this many times, my dear viewers. So, refrain from bad people, those who act bad. And no doubt also, very importantly, those whose creed is corrupt and wrong, we must refrain from such people too. We have been told by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to give salam to them, not to go and read their funeral prayer, not to sit with them. No, some of our scholars wouldn't even listen to the Quran al-Kareem from them. No, we must refrain from those who possess corrupt beliefs, those whose actions are corrupt, those whose actions are wrong and contrary to the Quran and the Sunnah. And we must stick with those people and follow in the footsteps of those people who, Subhanallah, they practice the religion of Islam. Where we hear a hadith from many other people, but in these people we see the actions, the orders of Rasulullah ﷺ implemented within such people. These are the people we should spend time with. Alhamdulillah, today we heard of the four advices of Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani. There are these four types of people. The first two, we should refrain from. And the second two, try to remain close to. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. That's all for now. Hopefully we should return with more another time. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ghawse Pak, the manifest of Rasul. Ghawse Pak, the manifest of Rasul.